Good.
All right, great.
We'll get this going. So now's the time and the place for a hearing by the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, to consider revisions of National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit in the matter of the City of Willits. This item has been properly noticed, and a sheet explaining the procedures for this hearing is available at the handout table. Will all those who expect to give testimony in this matter please stand, raise your right hand, and take the following oath. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in this matter?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's start with the staff presentation.
I guess it's still morning. Good morning, board members. I'm Lisa Bernard, and I'm your staff. I work in the MPDS unit, or the permitting unit, and I'm responsible for overseeing the permitting requirements for the City of Willits. The item before you for consideration today is renewal of the MPDS permit, or the National Pollution Discharge Elimination System permit, for the City of Willits Wastewater Treatment Facility. The City of Willits has been in front of this board three times in the last 9 years, for adoption of cease and desist orders beginning in the year 2001. They've been chronically violating the basin plan requirement for the discharge rate of 1% to receiving waters. For various reasons, the city has not been able to meet all the deadlines in each cease and desist order, and this board and staff have been working with the city over the last several years, reviewing various proposals, developing tasks, and granting extensions to compliance deadlines, ultimately adopting different cease and desist orders in 2004 and 2006. Since the original cease and desist order was adopted in 2001, the city has evaluated several options to comply with the waste discharge rate limitation. These studies have resulted in the current proposal, which is to construct a brand new wastewater treatment facility, including that would enhance levels to comply with the criteria for an exception to the basin plan discharge rate of 1%. The new wastewater treatment facility is expected to reliably protect beneficial uses of Outlet Creek at a discharge rate of up to 10% of the receiving water, and improve overall compliance by providing enhanced secondary level treatment of conventional pollutants with nutrient removal and ultraviolet disinfection. The new permit proposed for adoption today will transition the city from the existing wastewater treatment facility and is a testimony to the cooperation and hard work and determination of the city to comply with Regional Water Board requirements for the protection of beneficial uses. During the public comment period, the city requested an additional 30 days to review and comment on the draft order. The public comment period was not extended. However, staff did continue to work with the city to incorporate additional clarifications into the draft. At this time, I'd like to enter the file into the hearing record, and I recommend that the chair also include the city's late clarifications in the record as well. Going here. Okay, so here we are. This is the City of Willits, shown here in this aerial photo. It's located about an hour and a half north on Highway 101 from where we are today. So here's Highway 101 running through the center of the city. The city's wastewater treatment facility is located right here at the northeast corner, and it's bordered by two creeks, Bechtel and Broadus Creek, which then commingle right here and become Outlet Creek. This is approximately 20 miles upstream of the confluence with the Eel River, which is the upper water for the Eel River. All right, so the city owns and operates the municipal wastewater treatment facility and associated collection system, reclamation and disposal facilities that serve a population of just under 10,000 people. And they're residential and commercial primarily. So here's a close-up. So again, I just want to orient you. North is at the top this time. And we have Bechtel Creek and Broadus Creek. This is the equalization ponds that are used combined. These ponds and these ponds combined have an equalization capability of about 16 million gallons. So when high flows come to the treatment facility, not all of them have to actually be treated. They can be diverted here and then re-diverted back through the treatment facility when flows subside. Also, we have the existing aeration basins, a clarifier, and I think this is a pretty old photo, but we do have a new headworks facility that has been installed here. So the existing capacity of the treatment facility hydraulically is about 3 million gallons a day, although typically they aren't treating quite that much except for in the wintertime. So in the wintertime, between October 1st and May 14th, each year the permit allows treated effluent to be discharged directly to Outlet Creek. So this is a summertime photo of that location. The flows in Outlet Creek are highly variable, rising and falling very quickly in response to rainfall. And so due to retention times that are necessary for treatment through the facility, sometimes flows in the receiving water have subsided substantially when the treatment plant is ready to discharge the treated effluent. And this is what's resulting in the inability to meet the discharge rate. So during the prohibition season and other dry periods throughout the year, effluent is used for beneficial irrigation of the fields in Little Lake Valley adjacent to the treatment facility. So the treatment facility is just south here in this photo off of the picture, and these are the lands that are being beneficially irrigated. Most of these areas are either used for cattle grazing or hay production. In addition, I want to mention that the order requires a special study of the discharger. They've been beneficially irrigating these lands for many years, but we've asked for a special study in the draft order to show that they're irrigating at agronomic rates. That would be hydraulically as well as for nutrients and salt. So, as I mentioned in the introduction, the City of Willits has been under order to address the wintertime discharge rate since 2001, and under current conditions, the wastewater treatment facility routinely discharges to Outlet Creek at flows well in excess of 1%. The city's been working cooperatively with the Regional Water Board staff to achieve compliance with the existing cease and desist order, and numerous major steps have been completed which will improve future effluent quality and qualify them for an exception to the basin plan discharge rate. As you can see from this list of completed tasks, the compliance strategy is well underway, and they've initiated the bid process last month for the last two phases of construction of the brand new treatment facility. So the new wastewater treatment facility being constructed will occur in three phases. They've already completed phase one of the construction, which is a brand new headworks facility. Phase two will be a new mechanical plant that will also include nutrient removal and get really low levels of biochemical oxygen demand and total suspended solids. And then the third phase of the upgrade will include a wetland treatment, an enhancement wetland treatment, which will further remove nutrients and also act as a storage basin for regulating the discharge into Outlet Creek or as they irrigate at agronomic rates. The new wastewater treatment facility will be sized to accommodate up to 7 million gallons a day, which would accommodate a build-out for the community through the projected build-out through 2025. But the city has asked today only for a discharge rate of 4 million gallons a day based on their current need. Okay. So here's kind of an overview of what the new wastewater treatment facility will look like. And I keep pushing the wrong button. So right now, the current wastewater treatment facility disinfects and dechlorinates and discharges to Outlet Creek here, which was shown in that photo previously. And The new wastewater treatment facility, once all three components are constructed, would discharge at a point further downstream here after it's gone through the enhancement wetland. So the enhancement wetlands are really a critical part of the treatment system, and they need to be fully functional in order to achieve the desired results, which are particularly focused on nutrient removal. And the vegetation in the new wetland requires a period of 2 to 3 growing seasons in order to be fully established. So it's likely that the new mechanical plant will be up and running prior to that period. And during the interim period, the draft order would require compliance with the more stringent effluent limitations for biochemical oxygen demand and total suspended solids, as well as new nitrogen limits at the existing point of discharge here. And then even more restrictive limitations will go into effect here once the wetland is up and running. So key components of the draft order for the existing treatment facility, they're based on previous sampling. New effluent limitations will be imposed for cyanide and the chlorine byproduct dichlorobromomethane. The new management practices will be required for reclamation. Those would be the same that we just talked about at length for the city of Healdsburg. The requirements would be identical to those that we just discussed. Also, they would be maintaining the same limitations at 30 milligrams per liter for the old treatment plant before the new treatment plant is up and running. We're increasing effluent monitoring, and we're also increasing surface water monitoring. The city is the focal point at this time for receiving septage in the county of Mendocino, and so we have requested that they implement some monitoring to not only protect the plant, but just kind of make sure that we know what the character of the influent is going to be. When the new wastewater treatment facility goes online, there will be new effluent limitations for total nitrogen, not only at the end of the mechanical plant, but even more stringent total nitrogen requirements for discharges that would be exiting the wetland. And that is part of the exception request requirement to protect beneficial uses that this new treatment is supposed to achieve. We will be reducing the requirements for BOD and suspended solids to 10 milligrams per liter coming out of the new mechanical plant. They'll be monitoring the ultraviolet disinfection system for compliance, and we'll also be asking for an increased rate of discharge for an exception to the basin plan at 10% of the receiving water flow. So we did receive public comments from three entities, Brook Trails Community Service District, which is one of the users that discharges into the Willits system, also Humboldt Baykeeper and the City of Willits. Staff responded in writing to all of the comments, and the comments from Brook Trails and Humboldt Baykeeper did not result in any changes to the draft order. We accepted, as I mentioned earlier, late clarifications from the City of Willits. Staff's been working with the city to try and write a permit that accurately reflects protection of water quality considering the new treatment facility, and so we've had some clarifications on exactly how that's going to happen. And all of those have been included in writing in your agenda package, and all of the changes that were made as a result of those clarifications have been identified with underline and strikeout in your agenda package. So I guess in summary, I think we've worked really hard with the City of Willits to come up with this alternative, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them at this time. We recommend that you adopt the permit. Well, maybe in light of what happened in the last hearing, there might be another recommendation for the recycled water requirements, but the other part of the permit.
At least one.
Yeah. John. Okay. We recommend postponing the permit adoption for another 30 days so that we can also work on the recycled water requirements with the City of Willits.
Mr. Rivera.
In light of what we heard earlier today and comments from the board and also on what we've heard from the City of Willits this morning, it's fair, and that's a recommendation, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks.
Board member questions?
Lisa.
Okay. Well, we could either, I believe I have a presentation from the city as well. They would like to,
present.
By all means, please.
Good morning. I'm Tom Mannett, City Engineer, City of Willits, and we wanted to present ourselves and say that we're basically in support of the permit, and we're here to say we've put a lot of effort into this, and we'd like to see it come to conclusion. And let's go to the second slide, please. Okay. The city recognizes that it has a unique responsibility to protect the Outlet Creek because it is situated in the headwaters of the Eel River watershed, and it passes through and is very vital for Mendocino and Humboldt counties. We've been committed to this project for a long period of time, and it's been difficult for us. I believe we started it somewhere in the early 1990s. I know Lisa had said 2001, but it really extends a long way back for us. Let's go to the next slide, please. We're already there. It's been broken up into three phases, as was stated earlier. Phase one is the headworks facility, phase two and phase three. Phase two is the mechanical portion of the plant, and phase three is the enhancement wetlands. The first phase is the mechanical portion, is the influent pumping station, and it includes the pumps, the screening, degridding, and control facilities, and also we have a stormwater bypass, which is important. That takes the water out to the equalization basins that you've seen earlier, which we call the delta ponds. So that would be our reference to that. So let's go to the next one. The second two phases is the mechanical portion is phase two. That's basically an extension of our existing treatment plant further to the north, and that includes new aeration basins, which is a BioLac-type facility, clarifiers, UV disinfection, and the third phase of the plant is enhancement wetlands. At this point, from our standpoint, there really isn't a phase two and phase three. It's all been put together in one construction activity, and it's moving ahead very, very well. We've already constructed phase one. Phase one went into, as you've seen earlier on the previous slide, that got built in 2009. It's been up and running and is functioning very well at this point. Phases two and three have been recently bid. We are in the process of awarding the project and developing our final throes of how we're going to pay for the whole thing. And we're in the process of signing agreements right now with Brook Trails to do all that. as was stated earlier, one of our major partners in this, which is a customer of ours, is Brook Trails. Their community size is almost equal to that of Willits End, so we service those that community as well. So that's all part of the project, and that is tied to our financing, and we're working through that right now. We hope to be out to construction as early as possible, and hopefully the 1st of July. So that's, to me, a statement by the city of Willits of how committed we are to this project. So the critical part of the design of this plant so that we can meet water quality requirements is the 10-to-1 dilution ratio. From our operational standpoint, the 100-to-1 dilution ratio has historically not been something we can meet, and we've worked very closely with the board to go to the 1-to-10 dilution ratio, which is necessary for us to, you know, to meet water quality control requirements. So, let's go to the. This is a drawing that shows the new and the old. The E over on the left-hand side is the existing treatment plant, shown in a more shaded format, which Lisa discussed earlier. To the right of that is our new BioAC unit, our aeration facilities. It's going to replace our old aeration facilities. We're putting in two new clarifiers, and just to the west of that, north is to your right in this drawing. And we're upgrading the UV system and the other parts. To the right here is the new enhancement wetlands, and it's a series of ponds that are designed to, you know, refine the treatment even further. For us, it's the enhancement wetlands are very critical because a lot of the vegetation and the biological component of that facility further captures contaminants in the wastewater and helps with the purification within the process. I would like to basically kind of conclude from the city standpoint. We've been working very closely with Regional Water Quality Control Board staff, specifically Lisa Bernard, and we're doing the very best we can. It's very important to us that we protect the water quality in our basin as much as possible. So with that, I'd like to conclude my part and turn this over to Lisa Strami and have her make some comments that are more technical in nature than what mine have been. Thank you.
Hello and good afternoon, almost 5 minutes to go. Thank you, Chairman and members of the board, again, for letting us do this presentation today. I just wanted to take this opportunity to follow up on some of the issues that we have gone through in permitting this project and the design of this project as it relates specifically to the MPDS permit that's up for adoption today. Two of the things in our region that basically all dischargers have to face, and some struggle with it more than others, is again our summertime prohibition from May through September, and also the 1-to-100 discharge limitation in pretty much all of the regions. I guess the Klamath Basin doesn't allow any process water discharges, but for the Mad and the Eel, any wastewater treatment facility is again subject to this 1-to-100 limitation. So for the city of Willits and also for the city of Ferndale, who both discharge in the Eel River watershed, they're actually the two communities that are in a really unique situation in that neither one discharges directly to the Eel River itself, but rather to a tributary to the Eel River. And in this case, as you can see with the city of Willits, they discharge to a rather small tributary, Outlet Creek, and it's actually somewhat the headwaters of Outlet Creek. So part of the problem that was recognized when the city first started addressing their wastewater needs was that they were never going to be able to reliably discharge at the 1-to-100 ratio. And that started pretty much the whole thought process in developing storage as the solution for the city of Willits. Once storage became the primary goal there, we started to look at the opportunity to provide more natural treatment. Again, you're using a large area of land. You can take advantage of some of these natural systems. And originally, the city had proposed a large 100-acre natural treatment wetland system and had proposed a 4% discharge to Outlet Creek. Now, that was proposed back in 2000, again, through various permitting processes, various discussions with Army Corps, EPA. The city has had a scale back to the project that has been up for adoption, has gone out for bid, and is getting ready to be constructed. And this project essentially still incorporates a nice natural system and the storage component, but due to the location of the facility, again, it's in Little Lake Valley. We were constrained by seasonal wetlands in terms of how much storage could be built. So the city has had to come back to the table quite a few times. As Lisa had mentioned, I mean, we've been looking at this for over 9 years in terms of what is the most effective solution for the city. And where we are today is what I believe really the most effective solution for the city. They've gone with a new mechanical plant that will provide exceptional water quality and have been able to propose a storage component as well as find the area to mitigate for the impacts to seasonal wetlands that this new storage area will have. One of the concerns that has come up with this permit is the fact that they are asking for a 1 to 10 discharge ratio. I think this 10% ratio will still be protective of water quality given the proposed mechanical treatment system as well as the enhanced treatment wetlands that will be built. One of the things that is important to note here is this has really never been an issue of a water quality in terms of what the city of Willits has been discharging. JC has been operating that plant for many, many years and doing an exceptional job. The issue for the city has always been the inability to effectively meet the 1% discharge ratio. It's why they've been back in front of you for CDOs time and time again. And what this permit would allow the city to do is to have an MPDS permit that they could actually operate under and be in compliance with it and not constantly having to be under a cease and desist order because of this inability to meet the 1 to 100 ratio. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to, again, commend Lisa Bernard and Tom Mannett here on working through this process. It's definitely a difficult transition, I think, for any city to go from a completely mechanical system to now a combined mechanical and natural treatment system. It was complex in how we had to lay out some of the permit language, and I appreciate the staff's willingness and the board's willingness to accept some of these changes, again, so that we can make sure this facility can be operated to maintain the high level of water quality that's needed in order for them to be able to discharge at 10% and ensure that they're protecting beneficial uses. So I think in regards to speaking on behalf of the variance request, the exception request, and the permits that's in front of you today, again, this is really the most effective solution for the city, and I think we will see enhanced water quality coming out of the new plant and no further degradation of water quality, even at a 10% discharge. At this point, I would like to ask, again, because this permit was up for adoption today, but it has been shelved given some of the consideration that came up during the Healdsburg discussion, we would like to consider adoption of some of the language and make sure that that is not still open for discussion if this was continued for 30 days, but essentially to continue the 30 days to address the attachment H and some of the recycled water policy and reclamation information that's in there. The only other change that we have in the permit that we came up with as we were reviewing some of these things today is the influent flow rate limitation. Again, as I noted, we've been working with staff to modify some of the permit language so that it is in alliance with what was set forth in the variance request in terms of operational capabilities. And the application of the 4 MGD flow rate limitation was moved from the end of the enhancement wetlands initially to the influent location at the plant. Speaking with the plant operators, the flow meter at the influent to the plant also captures the flows that are going into the equalization basins and would not be an accurate location to measure flows into the facility. And so the city has been asked that we move the flow rate limitation, discharge prohibition K on page 14 from INF001 to EFF002, which will essentially bleed the discharge from the new mechanical plant. And again, it would provide the same flow rate limitation in terms of what's being treated through the mechanical plant. It's just a matter of where their flow meter is located and how this new facility is planning to be constructed. So that is one change to the permit we would like to put forth.
We can show them if we got it.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and see if we can get
that's it right there. You
can show them. So right now, I need to orient myself, but just to my left. Okay, yeah. These equalization ponds right here are filled up with stormwater when they get excessive flows and then metered back into the mechanical plant for treatment. As I said, some of the influent flow meters actually capture what's coming into both the ponds and the new mechanical plant. And just for clarification, they would like to monitor what's being discharged from the new mechanical plant to show compliance with the 4MGD effluent flow limitation. So. Other than that, we were going to be up for adoption of the permit, but given, again, what's happened with the Healdsburg case, it sounds like the attachment H and some of those recommendations will be also considered for the city of Willits. They do have both reclamation right now and I think future potential use for some additional water recycling. So the requirements that are set forth in attachment H will be directly applicable, and we'd like that 30 days to make sure it aligns with what's done with Healdsburg as well.
And this small change that we're asking for, there's the existing position is here in the permit, and we're asking for it to be before or after this facility here so that we can accurately monitor the intention of the permit. Is that correct, Lisa?
Mm-hmm. It will essentially monitor the same. It'll give us the same information.
So yes, and we feel that it's a more accurate from the city standpoint. It meets the intent of the permit better.
What section was that again?
It's page 13.
Yeah, it's under the discharge prohibitions, section 3K.
Item K.
And then it reverberates throughout the permit in a couple other locations.
All we're asking for is a change of location before we're making that measure.
Thank you.
Thanks. Any board member questions?
Mr. Yep. I just want to acknowledge from the city of Willits, this is a huge undertaking, I'm sure, and acknowledge just the amount of work that you've done here and how far you've gone with this for such a small municipality. I don't know what this costs you, but I imagine it's quite a lot given your probably limited resources. So I commend you as a community to be so far forward on this. I think it's you should get some kudos here, and so I'm trying to
say that it's every dollar we have.
Well, very very nice, and thank you.
I've got two things here. Lisa Bernard, I'm looking at two Lisas. you're okay with the proposed changes that are being asked for, so that seems like pretty easy. So when this does come actually up for adoption with the postponement, those would be incorporated into that. But secondly, for moving forward to July and given the level of attention that's going to happen with Healdsburg, I would ask that you are involved in those meetings just to see how that's going to translate over to Willits to make sure that any of those changes that happen, I know where the buzzwords today are streamlining and, efficiency, and we're trying, programmatic goals, but I don't think that we're quite there yet. However, with that, I just want to make sure that the changes that occur for them, once an agreement, and I'm being optimistic and hopeful that we will come to an agreement, and hopefully this will be something that's on our consent calendar, but that those changes aren't going to cause anything adverse or any ripple effects that are going to be objectionable for Willits. Okay.
And I would just point out that the comment period for this permit has ended. So if there was another comment period on changes to the recycled water requirements, that future comments would be limited to that. So any concerns that we'd make a bunch of changes to this permit, it wouldn't happen.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks. Lisa, did you have anything to conclude?
I'm actually very happy. Okay. Do we have to make a formal motion to bump it?
Yeah, I want to open it up for any public comments, too. I don't have any speaker cards, but if there's anybody out now that would like to speak on this, now's your opportunity. So, seeing no hands.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to give you a motion to postpone to the July meeting. I think that's 30 days, but whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Second.
Okay, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. Let's get back.